Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The search for missing Kerry farmer Michael Gane continues this morning following the decision by Gardaí to reclassify the case as a homicide investigation. Gardaí can now probe phone records, seize items such as laptops and mobile phones, and designate areas as crime scenes and subject them to forensic examination as a result of that upgrade. Gerry O'Sullivan is the presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. And just before we came on air, I asked him for an update.
Yeah, well, the latest is it's been a dramatic enough week in terms of the life of this investigation. Up until this week, it's been a missing persons case, but the Gardaí escalated, Philip, as you know, by upgrading it to a homicide investigation. Now, what that does is that gives them extra powers in terms of what they can do, the records they can access, and I suppose the further investigation of it. And the last 6 weeks of this really have been for the Gardaí about ruling out other possibilities other than some sort of suggestion of some foul play. They've been, the initial few days, of course, were trying to search the land, the 1,000 acres at Carrig East, which is on the road between Kenmare and Miles Gap on the way down to the famous lakes of Killarney, and that land was searched. And over the last number of weeks, there's been huge amounts of resources expended. The army have been involved, the sub-aqua team has been involved, search and rescue dogs, drone mapping of the area, and all of that has been done. So quite a lot has been done to this point. And the Gardaí, while not revealing, I suppose, everything to do with it for operational reasons as to what they may know or who they may have talked to, did reveal the huge amount of CCTV hours of footage that they've trawled through, the dash cam footage, and the number of people they've taken statements from. So this is kind of the next stage of the investigation. And as part of that, they're expected to trawl through phone records in the hunt for the person they believe may have killed missing farmer Mike Gane.
And that is one of the really big changes in upgrading to a murder investigation, isn't it, Gerry? That they now have warrant powers in relation to phone records that they wouldn't have had while it wasn't a murder investigation. But the frustrating thing here for Gardaí and for relatives of Mike Gane is that his phone wasn't with him. It was left, puzzlingly, on the passenger seat of the car.
Yeah. One of the many unanswered questions that would have about this case and about the circumstances of what was found and what they have found in the search so far, Philip. And with that in mind, there has been a search. There's been public assistance sought right from the start. There were hundreds of volunteers out in the first number of days from Kenmare, many of them Mike Gane's friends and wider acquaintances. But all the while, the Gardaí have continued to appeal. While they haven't been asking for people to come out and search the land again, they've been continuing to appeal for assistance from the public. And they reiterated this week. And also another significant development was, of course, the video which was recorded and put out there with Mike Gane's wife, Janice, and his sister, Noreen O'Regan, appealing to the public and appealing to whoever may know. And the point made by the Gardaí is that they believe a person or persons know what happened to Mike, and they're pleading with people to come forward, as well as pleading with other members of the public who may have not felt up to now that they could come forward for whatever reason. So that's another element of what they're trying to appeal, along with maybe exercising those powers that they now have under the classification of the investigation to do a search.
Go back to Janice, Mike's wife's video appeal. Of course, we don't know what impact that has had on those who may have information to share. But one of the indications, one of the ways of seeing how effective these things are, is to look at the reaction within the community to an appeal like that. I would imagine that there was a lot of people locally who were very moved by it.
There was, yeah. Undoubtedly. And you could see it was quite clear the pain and the trauma that the family have gone through, and the wider family and the friends of Mike Gane over the last 6 weeks since this terrible event happened. They talked in it about being devastated, about their lives being shattered, and really a heartfelt plea to anyone out there who may know what has happened, because they're going through hell at the moment. And it was quite evident from the emotions on display, and the Gardaí will be, I'd imagine, watching very closely the reaction to that. It's been a very difficult time for the area, Philip. I'm from Kenmare myself, and conversation after me, people run straight away to it. And it's been unnerving and disturbing for people. And everyone really is hoping and praying for a breakthrough, but really hoping and praying for I suppose, some answers for the family. That's foremost in everyone's mind. Yesterday on the programme on Kerry Today, we spoke to a friend of Mike Gaines, independent councillor, Dan McCarthy, who's the manager of the Kenmare Mart. And he's been through a very difficult time having to sell in the mart some of Mike's animals. And he made the point as well, following on from that video, some of the commentary on social media was terrible. Some of the random speculation from, you know, people online, just very hurtful to the family and hurtful to the wider community. And he made an appeal for people, even though everyone's aware of how much interest there is in this case because of the unique circumstances of it, for people to just desist and not to add to the family's pain by putting up terrible posts about what might have happened or mightn't have happened when they don't have an idea what really is going on. It's the Gardaí who have the best call on what's happening. And he said, look, the armchair detectives need to stop and let the real detectives do their work. So that's been another difficult element of what the family have had to deal with as well, Philip.
Any idea where this goes next, Jerry?
Well, I imagine we'll be watching closely what the Gardaí do, what, if anything, comes out of that trawl of phone records, and if they decide to formally question anybody in relation to this under the reclassification of it now as a homicide investigation. That's where you'd imagine it may go next. But the Gardaí are methodical. They're putting a huge amount of resources. They're being very careful with the investigation as well, trying to do the best job possible for the family and trying to find out what might have happened to Mike. So I suppose all eyes will be on that element of it, what the Gardaí do next.
Jerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry, speaking to me earlier on.